Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, it's Tuesday. Thanks, Greg. Oh, God, it's that night again. It's something I always look forward to, but then I do worry a little bit about it too. It's the Student Radio Awards tonight.
What's there to worry about?
Well, in previous years, my trousers have split.
Right.
And no one told me until the end of the ceremony, so everyone could blatantly see my bottom for most of the thing.
What makes you think people were looking?
That's true, but it was quite clear. It wasn't just a small rip, it was like a big old massive rip. And then there was that year where I had that photo taken, which is still doing the rounds on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Where I've actually got like a pen or something, or some keys in my pocket, and it just looks like I've got really excited.
There's some very strange shaped keys.
Well, yeah. Anyway, so something always happens.
Have you not seen that photo, Becky?
No, I haven't. What do you have to type in to get that picture?
I think it's on Unofficial Mills.
I'm going to have a look. And last year's Student Radio Awards was the year where I had to have a shower when I got in because my boyfriend said I smelt too much like Newsbeat's David Garrido. I think he had some very strong aftershave on and I'd given him a hug to say goodbye to him, and then I had to have a shower when I got in.
You see,
you do from David.
Just from a hug.
It was very, very strong. He smelled lovely, but it was very strong. So, David, if you're going tonight, ease off slightly on the obsession or whatever it was.
This is a ceremony to mark all the best of student radio, which we support at Radio 1. But everything normally does happen. Split trousers, excitable thing in your pocket.
David Garrido hugging everybody.
Smelling of David Garrido after probably pashing him. I know you didn't.
Not for the want to try.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. What was that text just from then?
It's from Dave in Portsmouth. I'm a tanning virgin. You've brought tanning into my life.
Is he going spraying?
I was thinking of getting a spray this weekend. Have you got any tips?
Yes. Make sure that you do all the moves that they tell you to. The Charlie's Angels moves, like with the gun.
Yeah.
And then, do you know the ones I mean?
Yes. It's also how you put your leg out, isn't it? So they can do the inside of your thigh.
Otherwise it goes horribly
wrong. What are you two on about?
And also, Dave, make sure you exfoliate well before you go, because that's very important, isn't it?
That is important.
Exfoliate and moisturise, and then moisturise afterwards.
And don't go for the legs only offer, which I saw in a tanning salon near me this morning.
What?
I walked past a tanning salon, it says legs only, special offer, have tanned legs all year round.
Has tanned legs and that's it?
I don't know. I thought it was a good idea at the time. And then I thought, actually, no, because when you take your clothes off, you're just going to look like you're wearing long brown socks.
That's true.
It's going to look really strange.
So you're not going for the legs only offer then?
No. And don't suggest that to Dave.
No,
either.
Dave, don't do that.
No.
I know you're a virgin with tanning, but don't go for legs only.
You need it all over.
Yeah, and you need to do all right. Make sure when you do, where they show you the Charlie's Angels poses, that you do them correctly. Otherwise, you're going to look like a buffoon.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
Jade from Plymouth.
Jade in Plymouth, how can I help you today?
Is Jedward going into the jungle today?
What do you know? What have you heard?
That apparently they've got to decide by five, and,
I've been told that it's 5:30, so that our stories don't quite match up. But if you've not heard about this, apparently ITV really want Jedward to go in the jungle. That'd be great, wouldn't it? You'd watch that. I would.
Yeah.
At least I know who they are.
Yeah.
Are they going to put Katie Price in X Factor?
Oh. No, I don't think so, no. But I think it's a great idea. They should go in. I would watch that all the time. What do you
know,
Becky?
Is that because they're desperate to get people to watch it because nobody will watch it now she's out of it?
Well, maybe.
Still, I mean, watch it for Kim.
Okay.
Yes, definitely. However, I mean, now Lucy Benjamin's gone, I don't know what to do with myself.
I haven't seen one of them. Has she?
Yeah,
is she the first person out?
Yeah, first person out. You don't want to be first
person out.
Slightly
embarrassing, isn't it?
It is embarrassing. But, I mean, I was only really watching it for Lucy. I'm gutted. So,
should have voted for her more, shouldn't
you? Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, basically, what we're telling you is we don't know that much more than you.
Shall I see if get on to entertainment news and see if they can do some sort of news flash?
Yeah.
Before, oh, what's occurring, to tell us one way or the other.
Jay, would you like that if there was some kind of breaking news about Jedward going in the jungle?
Yeah.
Okay, well, keep listening and we'll be able to tell you hopefully more than we've just told you, which is absolutely nothing.
All right.
Sorry.
Oh, you sound a bit disappointed, Jade.
Yeah.
It's all right, I'll watch tonight.
Yeah, we'll watch it. And if we bring, if we can bring you breaking Jedwood news, we will. All right.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye, love you.
Bye, love you. Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Radio 1.
Right, this isn't fun anymore.
What isn't fun?
What's happened today, please, with the pants off, dance off thing?
They've set a date, haven't they, Becky? Mm-hmm.
Who have you been talking to on my behalf?
Sam, at the PR company.
She sounds lovely.
She says they can do filming on the 4th. I spoke to your agent and he says...
No, you did not.
I did.
It's all confirmed.
Has he not got around to telling you yet? You really need to sort that out.
No, he's busy at the Student Radio Awards. Right.
He had time to take my call.
It's a done deal.
Right, this is not actually
So you need
though,
a spray tan before you do it. You're doing it, and you're doing it to 50 Cent, yeah?
Hang on, I'm just checking my phone.
That's still to be confirmed, 50
right.
Cent.
Okay.
Just wondering whether
I can't do that.
But if I was you, I'd get an all-over spray tan, not just your legs.
No.
Would you do it if I ask her if they can superimpose your head onto a fit person's body?
It's rude, isn't it?
It is, really, yeah.
No, I just wondered, if that's what you're worried about, I'm just trying to think of a reason why you wouldn't want to do it.
Right, would you do celebrity pants off, dance off?
If they superimpose my head onto a fit person's body, of course I would.
Yeah, I would do it. Of course I would.
You wouldn't say no, would you?
No, of course, but that would have to be in the rules.
Okay, I'll mail her back.
Okay, can you just put... whose body can I have?
Whose body do you want?
Well, can you get back? Can you get her to
Anthony
get...
Costa?
No.
Can Why?
You...
Why?
Yeah, what are you saying
How
there?
Rude.
No, anybody else you'd like to suggest?
Eamon Holmes?
No.
Oh, now that.
No.
Now that would be brilliant.
Can you see
Westwood?
Moyles.
No. Can you
Greg?
No. Can you please
Fern?
No, that would just be weird. Can you email
Britain,
her back?
I've had.
Email her back and see if she can like come up with some ideas for bodies that you can stick my head on. Amazing.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Stephen Bournemouth, I just spoke to, but he can't speak. He's at work.
Okay.
Anyway, hi, Steve. He said on his text, I've got a massive love bite on my shoulder, so I'm going to try that later on.
In order for it to be a proper scientific experiment, you need 2 love bites.
Yes.
Because you need to have the one thing that stays the same the whole time to prove that the spoon actually makes it heal faster.
Yeah.
So one on each side of your neck, I reckon.
So now I've got to get 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And so this is what you do, Steve, you're listening, right? Coat area with lotion, rub vigorously, and I mean vigorously, with the back of a cold spoon, then change to a new cold spoon every 10 minutes. Is this... some kind of joke, so I just have to rub a spoon on me?
No.
Every 10 minutes for an hour and look like an idiot?
No. It's an important scientific test.
I know we're rubbish at gags, but we might have come up with a better joke than watching you
and
play
also,
a spoon.
And also, you're more worried about having a spoon rubbed on you than students coming up and giving you love bite. That doesn't bother you really, does it? No.
Matt in Somerset says, a couple at work keep giving each other love bites and they're in their 50s. It's sick. Oh.
There is an age limit for them, isn't there, really?
Yeah. But I think if we're doing it as a national love bite day, I think everyone should get one. Will you get one tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Chappers?
No, probably not.
You won't do it, will you?
No,
one that doesn't speak. He's well up for it. And you out there, try and get one tomorrow, and then we could all rub spoons on each other.
See, that's why I don't want to get one.
On
I don't
each
want,
other?
I
You're
don't
meant to do it yourself.
I don't really want you rubbing spoons on me,
or
to be honest.
Or lotioning me on... Ugh.
No.
There's a girl on here, doesn't give her name. She's in Wigan. And I don't know what that's
Why is that funny?
No, because she says...
Why are you laughing at people from Wigan?
No, she says, I'm really good at doing love bites. I gave my bloke a smiley face on his chest once. She can do them in all shapes and sizes.
Right, but you still laugh more than the fact that she's from Wigan.
Yeah, no, I wasn't laughing at that. But I like it that she can do, like, special faces and stuff. That's really impressive.
What look are you going to go for tomorrow, then?
Well, it's just going to be purple and a mess. I don't know anyone that can do, like, smiley faces and stuff, like the girl from Wigan. Anyway, I'll have 2 for you. Where do you want them? There and there?
Yes,
either
please.
Side, yeah, either side of your neck.
No problem. Tomorrow by 4.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone says, I laughed at Wigan too. I used to live there. Well, I wasn't laughing at Wigan. I was not. Dead Mouse. Track of the year, says Matt, off of Bristol. That was I Remember. That is of such a good tune. All right, I've got Jay-Z's new track coming up. Young Forever is next on Radio 1. in half an hour. Oh, what's occurring featuring fashionista to the stars, Mr. Timmy Trendy. He's been back for he's not been around for a couple of weeks, has he? He's just kind of like...
He's been taking in the latest trends across the world.
In Milano. And he stopped tweeting for a while, but he's back on now. What's his Twitter again?
Real Timmy Trendy.
Okay. At Real Timmy Trendy, if you want to get some fashion advice, or just listen to What's Occurring at 5:30 tonight.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Have you been watching Corrie lately?
I'm a bit behind with it, but I've seen it.
I watched it last night, and therefore I came up with this Oh, What's Occurring Today.
Okay.
I think this thing happened a lot in the show, but, you know, this has happened before, where I'm like, oh, this happened loads of times, we could do this as Oh, What's Occurring. And then when we actually come to watch it back,
What did you do that with last time? It was like, you thought you'd been watching something, and how many times had so-and-so said a phrase, and it was three.
Yeah, but I thought, when you're watching it,
in the course of a two-hour programme.
Yeah, but you're thinking, oh, this would be brilliant for Oh, What's Occurring, and there's loads. Three times. Mm. So hopefully it'll work today at 5:30. Darren in Haywards Heath's been on. Hi, Darren. I feel your pain. He's just split his trousers now. You know, we were talking earlier about how...
I can't believe that this still affects you, 3 years on, 4 years on from when you did it?
Yeah, but I think it's happened to most people at some point. Thing is with Darren, he hasn't got a long jacket, and it's kind of gone all the way around, so he's going to have to walk to the bus stop very carefully.
Oh, right.
Everyone at some stage has done it, Darren. Is on stage in front of loads of students maybe one of the worst places you could do it?
No, there are worse places, I think.
Like where?
On public transport, I would suggest. I think if Darren sort of walks in a very strange way to the bus stop, it will draw more attention to it, surely.
Right. Well, do you think people won't laugh at him because it's happened to everybody at some point? So
it also depends whether you split them up the front or the back.
It's all the way around. So, Darren, don't worry about it. When you walk into the bus stop, just walk with your legs really wide. It doesn't matter. Everyone's done it at some point. Let it all hang out. It's fine. No one will laugh.
Okay.
I've got such a fear of this. I tried my suit on last night, the one that I'm wearing tonight for the Student Radio Awards, because I can't have that happening again.
Is it that one that is the suit that makes you look like Trigger?
No.
Right.
What,
okay.
The blue one?
The bright blue one from all.
Yeah, I wore that on TV, which in hindsight was a mistake.
So last night, were you in your bedroom in this? It's not a blue suit, then.
It's not blue, no.
What were you doing? Doing all sorts of limbering up exercises to check that you didn't split it?
I was doing proper full-on squats like this, just to make sure... Is that weird? In the mirror?
Yeah.
Just to make sure. I was like,
and everything was fine.
It's fine. I did about 10 squats. I kind of made it an exercise routine at the same time.
Very good. Is that how you split them originally, doing squats on stage during the Student Radio Awards?
No, I think I just bent over for some reason. Anyway, that won't be happening tonight, students. This is
what won't?
Me bending over.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Well, that's a problem, isn't it, now?
What?
Because I've been doing lunges in my suit.
Has it weakened?
I've just been out of the studio, and why have you been lunging in your suit?
Because 3 years ago at the Student Radio Awards, when I was hosting, Yeah, I had a massive tear in my trousers, so now I'm making sure that the suit...
So he needed to put, you know, the suit that makes me look like Trigger from Oliver's
Oz.
Oh, no,
you're not wearing that, are you?
No, I'm not wearing that one.
You said, Greg, it was a nice suit.
I'm not wearing that one. It's a dark suit I'm wearing.
So does your routine tonight involve lunging?
This is exactly...
Have you just had all this conversation?
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah, we just done this. Thanks for tuning in.
So, I was busy.
All right. Now I've been doing lunges, Gary in Chester says that I've weakened the seam.
Well, I did wonder whether that would be the case.
I've loosened the seam from my squats now. Yeah. That's going
to
happen.
Have you not just done it because it was a bit tight, like my mum used to do in her jeans, you know, when they first come out of the wash, just like bend them down a bit, just to
yeah,
give
do
a
that.
Little extra bit of...
Yeah, I was doing it in the mirror, actually.
You missed him promising that he wasn't going to bend over for any students tonight.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that, please?
It's Richard from Coventry.
Rich, tell me this has happened to you.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, it makes me feel better. What?
I was on an outing when I was younger at Real Sun Centre, and I slid down a slide, and my shorts split wide open.
Oh, no. Now, that is a bad place for it to happen.
It was, yeah.
What, Real?
No,
yeah.
No, I've been on that slide at Real Sun Centre. It's, you know...
What is Real Sun Centre? It sounds like a lot of fun.
It's a massive swimming pool, basically.
That's right.
Right.
With a wave machine.
Okay. Is there any sun there?
Yes. It's sunny all the time in Real.
Ah. What, so how long ago was this, please?
Oh, I must have been about 12.
So did you come down with, like, your shorts in two halves?
I'm not sure. I only noticed when I stood up and I felt a bit of a draft and turned around and they split all the way up.
You see, and like the Student Radio Award incident, nobody actually has the decency to tell you, do they?
No, no one told me.
No, rubbish. Okay, you made me feel better. I love you.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
People are making me feel so much better about the trouser splitting thing. Mm-hmm. Like James, his split 10 minutes before giving evidence in court. Now that's bad.
Well, that's all right, though, isn't it? Because when you're in the witness box, they can only see you. They can't see your bottom half.
Just the top half. Mm-hmm. Loads of people have had it happen to them on water slides with their trunks. But thank you for all of those, making me feel a lot better today, and let's hope it doesn't happen again tonight. I've done my lunges. Hopefully that hasn't weakened the seams of the suit too much, and it should all be fine and nothing to report tomorrow.
Oh, what's occurring?
Hooray! It's time for Oh, What's Occurring? Send me your scores, 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
Are you ready? You fired up?
Yes.
Let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Kesha, off of our Record of the Week a couple of weeks ago? TikTok, you're hearing it all over Radio 1. She's coming in. She's our guest tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Now, famously, once, she couldn't wait in the queue for the cubicle at the ladies. She couldn't be bothered. So, at an awards ceremony, she just whipped them down and had a wee in the sink. Where's the strangest place you've weed?
Where's the strangest place I've weed? Well, in a sink as well, I suppose.
Becca?
I have weed in a sink, but I don't remember it because I was quite young. I think I was on a ferry and people have been ill in the loo, so my dad just put me on the sink. Probably in a bush? In an alleyway? I don't know. Where do you know?
You're
like,
classy.
Not in front of people? I don't know.
Hi, boys. mine was number 10 Downing Street.
Right. In a toilet at number 10 Downing
Street? Yes. Sorry, Prime Minister.
Not in reception.
Not in reception, no.
Or in the garden?
No.
Right, okay.
Anyway, we went onto Stupid Street earlier and we asked them, where's the strangest place you've had a wee? If you get any of the answers they give, I'll give you a point.
Any of them?
Mm.
Alleyway.
Oh. At the top of Blackpool Tower.
Outside their house. Do we just have to keep going?
In a sink.
In a bidet.
Ah, hang on.
In the sea.
Okay, right, good, I've got enough. Let's find
out. Oh, I hate it when people have a wee in the sea and then it gets warm.
I hate that. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
We asked the people of Stupid Street, weirdest place you've weed.
Hello, sir, I've got quite a personal question to ask you. Where's the strangest place you've ever weed?
On myself.
You've weed on yourself?
Yeah, unintentionally.
Where's the strangest place you've ever weed?
Now he's going to be really embarrassed because he's going to have to say it in front of me now. Come on then.
I weed up the side of the house once when Dad was in the toilet.
We've got two toilets though. Why did you need to do that?
That toilet's cold.
Now, Mum, how do you feel about that?
Well, I'm really disappointed with him. I can't believe it. Weeing outside the house, up the wall.
Oops.
And where's the strangest place you've ever weed?
Behind the bollard in the city.
In a city?
Yeah. And I was waiting for a bus, so I just finished work.
But you didn't think of going into a corner, you just thought behind a bollard would be secure enough?
It was hidden.
Weed? What about you? You're probably much more likely to have had a wee somewhere weird.
Just in alleys in general, I guess. Just, you know, behind cars and stuff.
It's just quite a normal activity.
Yeah. I think so. Is that
it's
bad?
A normal activity for you to wee in the alley?
Yeah, uptown.
No, not, it's not a normal activity.
Okay. Have I just caused an argument? Is this mother and daughter? Oh dear. Yeah.
That's great, thanks.
In the middle of the jungle.
Where is this jungle?
Malaysia. Where the monkeys were all staring at me, it was pretty weird. Kind of creeped me out a bit.
But you could wee, okay? They weren't putting you off.
Yeah, I don't have any wee anxiety against monkeys. No, it's alright.
Where's the strangest place you've ever weed?
Outside my girlfriend's house, probably.
Is this your girlfriend next to you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, don't tell her, Mum.
No, Mum will go mad. Absolutely mad, she will.
Good. I think we've got some people into trouble there.
Yeah, don't tell her, Mum.
No, Mum will go mad. Absolutely mad, she will.
She'll go mad, she will.
Weed up the side of the house once when Dad was in the toilet.
We've got two toilets, though. Why did you need to do that?
Because that toilet's cold.
Oh dear!
Is that bad? A activity for you to wee in the alley?
Yeah, uptown. No, not. It's not a normal activity.
Was that mother or daughter there that was weeing in alleys and behind cars?
I think daughter.
Daughter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You said alleyway, didn't you? Okay, you can win that one.
Oh, what's a kidding?
Okay, here's the one that I did, so it might be rubbish. I was watching Coronation Street last night, and you know Maria?
Yeah.
Do you like her?
She's all right.
Yeah. She's in it a lot at the moment.
Yeah.
Big storyline. My question to you, on last night's Coronation Street, how many times was Maria mentioned? Oh, I hope it's a lot.
Because it's you, I'm going to say one.
Yeah, I'd go low, just
I'm going to go twice.
Rubbish. It felt like a lot when I was watching it. Okay, well, only one way to find out, isn't there?
Oh, what's the kidding?
Sorry if it isn't many, but it felt like a lot when I was watching Coronation Street last night. The amount of times they mentioned Maria.
Hello, Maria. And now Maria.
Well, you've been busy with Maria, haven't you?
Look, Maria will come round, Mum. They don't hate you, Maria.
Maria? Maria. Maria, you know. Oh, Maria.
Oh, Maria. Please, Maria. I swear to you, Maria. I watch Maria. No, Maria.
Maria? Maria? Maria?
Just met a girl named
Maria?
You've got to see her.
Radio 1.
Maria?
Sorry?
Maria?
No.
Maria.
No, it's not Maria. Who is this?
Maria.
Sure, bye.
Maria?
Yeah, there were 15 Marias in there.
Well done.
So actually, there was quite a lot.
That was a lot better than you. How many times did Ian Beale ask somebody out for a drink in one episode?
Three. Felt like more. Chappers gets the point there. Thanks very much to Matt Fincham. We just thought he'd call him up with some Marias. And, he put the phone down quite quickly. Mm. Thanks for that.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Oh, darling, you know what the next one's all about. Fashion. Here comes Timmy Trendy. Timmy Trendy.
We've delved into the record library, haven't we, today?
Uh-huh. Do you know that's his new jingle?
Can you tell him on Twitter?
I'm not sure if he'll approve or
he
not.
Would love it. Fashion, darling. Timmy Trendy is fashionistas to the stars. Today he is called one of his friends, one of his close friends. If you watch Britain's Next Top Model, you'll know who this is. It's one of the judges. It's Louis Mariette.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Have we got a picture of him there, one that doesn't speak, so you can show Chappers? I don't think he watches Britain's Next Top Model.
No.
Oh, no, actually, didn't you go for a phase?
No, I found America's Next Top Model when I was up in the middle of the night and couldn't sleep.
He's spiky hair, quite camp. All about the fashion.
Oh, goodness me.
Very nice man. They have got a new series of Britain's Next Top Model starting soon. High drama ahoy. Anyway, here's a CPF, close personal friend, of Timmy Trendy.
So Timmy Trendy...
No, they're good mates, they hang out and stuff. Now,
I've just found him. He makes bejewelled headpieces.
Yeah. Now, Timmy called earlier to Louis from Britain's Next Top Model just to talk fashion. My question to you, how long could Timmy Trendy stay on the phone to his close personal friend, Louis Mariette, from Britain's Next Top Model, before Louis had enough?
I don't think this is... Oh, why doesn't Becky go first?
Okay.
They're good mates, so I reckon about 3 minutes.
3 minutes, chappers.
I reckon Louis will be busy and doesn't want to be bothered by Timmy, so I'm going 45 seconds.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's TT phoning his old friend Louis from Britain's Next Top Model.
Louis Marathon, can we help you?
Hello, darling. Can I speak to Louis, please?
Who's that?
It's Timmy Trendy.
It's who?
Timmy Trendy, calling for Louis.
From where?
From Timmy Trendyville. I'm fashionista to the stars, darling. Do you want me to be more specific? I'm from Stoke-on-Trent.
Okay.
Is that actually Louis? I haven't got time to waste.
Yes, it is.
Louis, darling, you remember me? It's Timmy!
No, listen, can
it's
I...
It's long time no fashion speak, darling. Anyway, darling, I was just calling you to tell you I'm replacing Huggy on the next series of Britain's Top Model.
You're replacing her?
Yes.
Darling, but the thing is, with those fabulously gorgeous Viking lips and the gorgeous, wonderful Huggy, it could be a crash course to disaster.
Hmm. I was expecting a nicer reaction from you there, Louis, but...
It's a pre-warning.
Anyway, darling, what's bang on trend with you?
What's bang on trend? Well, at the moment I'm doing something quite avant-garde. I'm converting, let's just say, an 18th century bonnet into the 21st century using four crocodile skin foiled in silver, and then the actual bonnet is going to be covered with that, and then she's going to be shrouded with a veil that will be hand-stitched with vintage lace. So the lady will be encased and entrapped, and no one will be able to touch her, and she'll be of an essence of her own.
Louis, darling, that's just ridiculous.
Not really, actually. It's called avant-garde, but different.
What about this one, darling? Piano ties?
Piano ties?
Yes.
Yes, well, I think Elton John and David Furnish will quite like that one, yes.
That is a good one.
They'll be tinkling each other's ivories on that one.
Darling, I think I've got to go.
Okay. Well, you have a good day.
Are you on Twitter, Louis?
Sorry?
Are you on Twitter?
Darling, I don't even go on a computer myself. I've got staff to do the damn stuff.
So have I.
God bless.
Bye, darling.
God bless.
Ah, see, the meeting of the minds there. Same. They are the same. I can see why they're such close mates.
I could work out who was who after a while.
That was Louis. He's gone back to do his stitching.
Oh,
and thanks very much to Timmy Trendy.
I wouldn't mind trying to wear that bonnet he was talking about. That's, yeah. That sounded great.
So 2 minutes 40
with
Louis from Britain's Next Top Model, which means I gave you 2 points early and Becky now gets 2 points. So today is declared a draw on Oh, What's Occurring?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Loads of people talking about Timmy Trendy tonight on the text on 81199. We had him on Oh, What's Occurring earlier.
Louis Marathon, can we help you?
Hello, darling. Can I speak to Louis, please?
Who's that?
It's Timmy Trendy.
It's who?
Timmy Trendy, calling for Louis.
From where?
From Timmy Trendyville. I'm fashionista to the stars, darling. Do you want me to be more specific? I'm from Stoke-on-Trent.
That was Timmy calling Louis Mariette from Britain's Next Top Model. That'll be on the podcast tomorrow if you want to hear the whole call, if you missed it.
Is Timmy Trendyville the name of his, like, fashion house?
Yeah. Loads of people, every time we play Meet Me Halfway, saying, that's definitely Timmy on the Black Eyed Peas song. It is. Mm-hmm. He's actually done quite a few songs already. He's actually fairly influential, yeah. Not only in the fashion business, but in the music industry as well. For instance, it was Timmy that recorded the original version of Three by Britney Spears. Can you hear him there?
Yeah, I can hear him. Of course I can hear him.
He also did backing vocals for The Fear by Lily Allen originally.
I wanna be rich and I want lots of money. I don't care about
quite quiet on that one.
And did he just mime?
He did Beyonce. I wanna see the ladies, 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 I wanna see the ladies. Now put your hands up. Listen. In the club, love, just pop, 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 doing my auto plane. Decided to dip here, now you want a trip, but another brother know this thing.
Have you seen the video to this one? It's
yes,
really,
really good.
Good.
You don't give him any attention. A lot of people don't know that was a cover.
No. I still would like to hear the Lily Allen one again so I can really listen and see whether I can hear it.
Okay, see if you can hear it this time. I wanna be rich and I want lots of money. I don't care about clever, I don't care about funny. I want loads of clothes and I want loads of diamonds. Yeah.
I heard people die while they're trying to find. I don't think that's one of his best.
Oh, yeah, no, but I got it that time.
I'm glad that Lily actually re-recorded that one because it wasn't the best. Yeah, they even, you know, like they give out songs to pop stars, don't they? They even gave Timmy the first version of Biology by Girls Aloud. This is the original Timmy version. One look will be free, be say you need me, without wicked games. Come on, hold me, help me, say you love me, and now my dirty brain.
I'm not sure about this one. One look will be free. At this rate, Timmy Trendy could release his own album, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, he's not... He doesn't
it gets want it, better towards the chorus.
He doesn't
one.
Want to be too mainstream, though. There are more, but obviously that they vary in
quality.
In quality. This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1. Champions League night tonight.
Oh, have you got the music?
I love it, me, champions, when they're playing in their league. I love it.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is good music, though. As a football fan, does this get you a little bit excited?
Yes.
I don't even like football, and I love this music. I sing along like, the champions! And then switch over to something better.
Obviously, Zane Lowe is on tonight on Radio 1, and you must listen to that. At 7.
Whilst watching the Champions League.
Yeah, you don't have to have sound on, do you?
No.
Champions! Zane's talking to Gallows tonight. Nihal's on at 9 o'clock with the Radio 1 review show. Boyd Hilton off of Heat's on tonight, reviewing the latest music releases.
I think you should do the coming up to this every day.
I like
it. Sounds quite good.
This will make a brilliant Only Be Friday. One Extra's Max is also on the review show.
Have you ever used this as a...
I think you have, Mark.
Yeah, I think I have. Yeah, that's good.
And also Jay Magic, who I do feel sorry for, because he's made this brilliant track, and then everyone's saying it's about feeling a badger.
Don't talk over the best bit.
Oh.
The champions! That's what it'll be like in my house tonight. Boyfriend loves it.
And then at 10 after the review show, it's Nick Grimshaw. Thank you to one of our listeners, Curtis, who has spotted some special Champions League innuendo bingo.
Ooh.
Thanks for this, Curtis. This is from the Monday Night Club, which I'm a member of, on 5 Live.
Okay, yeah, with Arlo, yeah.
Yeah, this was from last night. Are you a member of the Monday Night Club?
Mm-hmm, I've got my badge and everything.
Got
Do
stickers.
They send you a monthly newsletter?
Yeah, and stickers and stuff. Anyway, thanks very much, Curtis, for this special kind of topical innuendo bingo
right,
for tonight.
Over the weekend, I thought Arsene Wenger came nearer to actually criticising his
he
team
actually,
and almost got to the point... He didn't name them, but he almost got to the point of fingering individual players.
Nice one, Curtis. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.